The Lord be with you. Please be seated. I'd like to welcome you all to our morning service, which I know I'm very aware everybody is in wondering. All sorts of emotions and thoughts going on over these last few days. I guess one of the reasons why we wanted to meet this morning was for people to know the hope and the peace and the presence of God. It is great to see you all spaced out as best as possible. But I do really hope for the comfort of what we have in Jesus to fill your hearts this morning, and for you to know his love. And the gospel reading later on is going to be Jesus meeting the woman at the well, and the hope that we can find in that encounter, and the hope and prayer that we can have that encounter ourselves today and for the days and weeks coming. But let's just quieten our hearts before we pray together our Collect for Purity on page 201. And so we pray. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear what our Lord Jesus Christ says. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets. Lord, have mercy on us and write these your laws in our hearts. And our penitential Kyries for Lent. In the wilderness we find your grace. You love us with an everlasting love. Lord, have mercy. There is none but you to uphold our cause. Our sin cries out, and our guilt is great. Christ, have mercy. Heal us, O Lord, and we shall be healed. Restore us, and we shall know your joy. Lord, have mercy. And our collect for this morning, the third Sunday in Lent. Merciful Lord, grant your people grace to withstand the temptations of the world, the flesh, and the devil, and with pure hearts and minds to follow you, the only God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our first reading this morning is from Romans chapter 5, beginning at the first verse, and can be found on page 151 in your New Testament Pew Bibles. Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand. And we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. And not only that, but we also boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. For while we were still weak, at the right time Christ indeed for the ungodly. Indeed, rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person, but someone might actually dare to die. But God proves his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more surely than now that we have been justified by his blood, will we be saved through him from the wrath of God. For if while we were enemies we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more surely, having been reconciled, will we be saved by his life. But more than that, even we boast in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we now have received reconciliation. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please stand. Hear the gospel of our Savior Christ, according to John chapter 4, beginning at verse 5. Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So he came to a Samaritan city called Sychar, near the plot of ground that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired out of his journey, was sitting by the well. It was about noon. A Samaritan woman came to draw water, and Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." His disciples had gone to the city to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "How is it that you, a Jew, ask a drink of me, a woman from Samaria? Jews do not share things in common with the Samaritans." Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you have no bucket. The well is deep. Where are you going to get the living water? Are you greater than our ancestor Jacob, who gave us the well and with his sons and his flocks drank from it?" Jesus said to her, "Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again. But those who drink of the water that I will give them will never be thirsty. The water that I give will become in them a spring of water gushing up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water, so I may never be thirsty or have to keep coming here to draw water." Jesus said to her, "Go, call your husband and come back." The woman answered him, "I have no husband." Jesus said to her, "You are right in saying I have no husband, for you have had five husbands, and the one you have now is not your husband. What you have said is true." The woman said to him, "Sir, I can see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you say that the place where people must worship is in Jerusalem." Jesus said to her, "Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You worship what you do not know. We worship what we know, for salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming and is now here when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father seeks as these to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth." The woman said to him, "I know the Messiah is coming, who is called the Christ. When he comes, he will proclaim all things to us." And Jesus said to her, "I am he, the one who is speaking to you." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Father God, we thank you for your word. We pray it brings wisdom, encouragement, and challenge to our hearts this day. In your name, amen. Please be seated. I don't know if you've ever been in a conversation with someone and you've been trying to keep some certain news or something from the person so they do not know. And I don't know whether you are good at keeping secrets or not. I know some of you are very good at keeping secrets, but I don't know all of you whether you are good at keeping secrets or not. But there is one person in this world that seems to know everything, and it is the Irish mammy. Irish mammies tend to see and know all that's going on because they have eyes everywhere. Front of the head, back of the head. And it's not just the eyes they have, but they have other people who will help them to put a story together to come up with the conclusion that even if the Irish mammy is wrong, you will not tell her that she's wrong. You will just obey whatever the Irish mammy says. Irish mammies can bring fear. Irish mammies can also bring comfort. In our gospel reading this morning, Jesus is tired and he is thirsty, and he meets this woman who has come to this well. And I'm sure most of us know that she has come at a particular time of the day when nobody else would be coming. She does not want to be seen. She is that person who has 75 loo rolls in her trolley at the moment that no one seems to see when they're in the shops, but people are just hoarding them in. Yesterday, when I was up getting dinner, just one dinner, as we were up getting dinner, and there was a man going around with the two wheelie things. He goes, "I'm just looking for rice. I'm just looking for rice." I was like, "Well, you have everything else. I'm sure it'll be in this aisle." There is a chaos. There is a panic. There is a fear. I think we can put this on this woman who has gone for the water. She has gone to this place not wanting to be seen by anyone. She is a woman of reputation, not a good one, it would seem. And Jesus has this conversation with her, and it is a wonderful conversation. The woman said, well, Jesus said, well, the woman said, and then Jesus said, and it goes back and forth like a game of tennis. And you can see and you can hear in this woman almost this, well, you say this and we say that and you say this. And all of a sudden, there's a moment where she's, can I have this water? What you're talking of, can I have that? Because that will meet my need. That will meet my brokenness, my fear, my life. Jesus announces to this woman, and my understanding is this is the first person that Jesus actually tells that he is God, that he is the Messiah. And I love it. It is someone who we would not expect. It is someone that if you had some exciting news or a secret that you wanted to tell someone that you were so excited about, who would you pick? You wouldn't pick a stranger, and you wouldn't pick someone that nobody else wants to hang out with. You would want maybe to announce it, some great news. And Jesus brings this news to this woman in her need, in her fear, in her concern. I am he. I am the Messiah. I bring hope. And we know as the story goes on later on that she runs back into her town to say, I've met God. Don't just take my word for it. Go see him. And she wants to share what she has. Her heart is to share what she has. I am so aware that we are in unseen days that many of us have just never experienced. And the idea and the thought of self-isolation or staying away from people, those that we love, those that we enjoy seeing, brings all sorts of questions, can bring an element of fear or panic. When the news broke on Thursday, I was leaving a meeting. I was in a car coming home. And as I was coming on home and after coming back to the school to kind of talk through different things, I just phoned Rue, see how she is and all that. And I think me, along with 3.9 other million people in this nation, were making the same phone call because the phones just were down. And of course, when I got through to my wife, she had no clue what the announcement was because they were rearranging Naomi's bedroom, as you do. And in this, there is this sense of everything okay? Yeah, everything's fine. And I am so aware of how people receive news and where the heart goes, where the mind goes. In Romans, we are given this incredible, beautiful picture of what hope and reconciliation we have in Jesus Christ. And I want to encourage all of us to hold on to that hope, to stand on that hope. And as you stand on that hope, as you may have moments and times or days of fear, bring it back to Jesus. Bring it back to Jesus who had need of water, basic need. And he's looking to someone to give him water, but he's also looking to share the living water that he has with those around. We have been given all sorts of guidelines by HSE and by government, and I encourage you to do them. Wash your hands. I have been told it's happy birthday twice. I've also been told it's baby shark four times. Stick with happy birthday. That will keep your mind saner. But as you are looking after yourself, and it is good and right to look after yourself, you love God, you love others, and you love yourself. Because you cannot love others unless you love yourself. Look after yourself. But in looking after yourself, be mindful and creative as how you can look after those around you, even from distance. It could be extra phone calls, FaceTime, a letter. Whatever it is to communicate, for people to know that they are not alone. For people not to have that experience of walking when nobody else is around, but to know that there is hope in Jesus Christ. It could be a very simple thing of, if you have a bar of chocolate, just put it on the porch of your neighbor. Something, anything. Love well, be loved well. And the words that we have in Romans, don't take these words out of context of what it is to suffer and endurance and hope. Do not think of this COVID-19 as something that has been sent from God. It is not. It is not. We are in a situation that man, with all his mind and power and great wonderful things, we do fantastic things and things go wrong. We are living in a moment where things at the moment are going wrong. God is still good. God brings hope. God brings justice. God brings love. God brings mercy. And in that stance of where we are with our scriptures, with our worship, with our conversations, allow God to speak to your heart. Allow God to have your mind. And when you go to those places of panic or fear, breathe. Breathe in. God loves me. Breathe out. God loves you. Breathe in. God loves me. Breathe out. I love God. Know the breath of God. Know the peace of God, the hope of God, the presence of God. And as you know that, be it. Be the hope of God. Be the presence of God. Be that breath that brings life to those around you. Allow Jesus to fill you with that living water. Allow Jesus to saturate you with that living water. So that when he tells you and leans in to you with a smile, I am the Messiah. I am he. Know that he is good and he is with you. Amen. If you can, please stand as we affirm our faith in the creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty and all-loving God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we pray to you through Christ the healer for those who suffer from the COVID-19 virus in Ireland and across the world. We pray too for those who reach out to those who mourn those who have died as a result of this disease. Give wisdom to policymakers, skill to healthcare professionals and researchers. Comfort everyone in distress and give a sense of calm in these days of uncertainty and fear. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, who showed compassion to the outcast and accepted the rejected, love to those when no love was shown. Lord, in your mercy. May the Lord, who gives the living water to all who come to him in faith, give grace to the church, so to drink of that water that she may bring life to many. May he lift our eyes to see where the time is ripe for harvest and seek to be worthy laborers for the coming of his kingdom. Lord, in your mercy. Give the word of truth to the world. Where there is fear and strife between nations and races, where faiths can be hostile and gender divisive, may your truth overcome all shame and deceit. Lord, in your mercy. May our Lord be with us in our homes and in all the homes within our community and within our nation. May we learn by your word to sustain us with the food of loving obedience and lead us to worship in spirit and in truth. Make us honest in our dealings with one another and repentant for our sins. Lord, in your mercy. Have mercy on all those who are living distressed by broken relationships, by misunderstandings that have turned to bitterness, and by the suppressed anxiety that eats away at the heart. May those who have found only partial truth be led into the right way, to know and to perform the will of the Father. Lord, in your mercy. And we take a moment of silence now to lift up our own personal prayers to you. Lord, in your mercy. May those who have passed from this world and now drink of the living water that flows from the throne of God rejoice in the eternal worship which is beyond all place and time. And may we by grace come to the same rejoicing. Merciful Father, accept these our prayers for the sake of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. The peace of the Lord be always with you. And you may show each other a sign of that peace by shouting or waving. Father God, we thank you for these gifts. We pray all are used wisely for your kingdom and for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated. I was singing Happy Birthday for those of you who are interested. Wise and gracious God, you spread a table before us. Nourish your people with the word of life and the bread of heaven. Amen. Christ, our Passover has been sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us celebrate the feast. And we'll pray prayer 1 on page 209. The Lord is here. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Father, almighty and ever-living God, at all times and in all places, it is right to give you thanks and praise. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who was in every way tempted as we are, yet did not sin, by whose grace we are able to overcome all our temptations. And so with all your people, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed are you, Father, the creator and sustainer of all things. You made us in your own image. Male and female, you created us. Even when we turned away from you, you never ceased to care for us. But in your love and mercy, you freed us from the slavery of sin, giving your only begotten Son to become man and suffer death on the cross to redeem us. He made there the one complete and all-sufficient sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. He instituted, and in his holy gospel commanded us to continue a perpetual memory of his precious death until he comes again. On the night that he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup. And when he had given thanks to you, he gave it to them, saying, Drink this, all of you, For this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for all for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. Therefore, Father, with this bread and this cup, we do as Christ your Son commanded. We remember his passion and death. We celebrate his resurrection and ascension, and we look for the coming of his kingdom. Accept through him, our great high priest, this our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. And as we eat and drink these holy gifts, grant by the power of the life-giving Spirit that we may be made one in your holy church and partakers of the body and blood of your Son, that he may dwell in us and we in him. Through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever. Amen. And as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. Lord our God, you feed us in this life with bread from heaven, the pledge and foreshadowing of future glory. Grant that the working of this sacrament within us may bear fruit in our daily lives, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. Just before the blessing, for people to know what we are doing in relation to church, we have our website, www.kotg.ie. There have been emails that have gone out this week. We will continue with that. Obviously, we don't know how things are going to change each day. So whatever the government are saying, and for you to look after yourself if you are not feeling well, stay at home. Look after yourself. Wash your hands. Keep contact with one another, whether that be with phone calls, emails, FaceTimes, letters, interpretive dance at the window, whatever that is going to be that you're going to do, but please do keep in contact with loved ones, in particular those who are older within your community of where you live, with neighbors and with family. But we will continue sending out emails, and if you have any questions, you know where to get me on my mobile. I'm not going to say it now because we're recording this for the 10:30 heads. But please do feel free to phone at any stage, preferably before midnight and after 7 a.m. But please do feel free. May you know the love of the Father. May you know his arms around you. May you know the living water that Jesus has for your spirit, for your heart, for your soul. May you drink from his well daily. May you never thirst. And may you know the voice of Holy Spirit. May she guide you in all that is had for you. May you know God's leading, his truth, his love, his grace, and his mercy. And may you share that with those that you love. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.